May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts bring glory to you, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Jesus. A new preacher arrived in a congregation. It was a baptism for the first Sunday. And he preached about the power and meaning of baptism, how it is the symbolic gesture of a clean slate, a new beginning, a welcoming into the community. And that by our baptismal covenant, we are commissioned, called, anointed, sanctified to bring new and exciting opportunities of ministry to the community. And the next Sunday, he stood up and delivered exactly the same sermon. And the wardens, being particularly specialized education types, were worried it was the second time. And nothing changed in the parish. And so the third week, he repeated it again. So they all got themselves down in one of the favorite cars. The warden had owned his car forever. And they drove down to see the bishop. And they said, "We got a problem with that new preacher. He's delivered the same sermon 3 weeks in a row, and nothing's changed." And the bishop smiled and said, "Well, when things start changing, he'll do a new message." One could preach about the power of baptism for years. This morning I have a question, though. What if the message is bigger, more extraordinary, more powerful than we think it is? What if we've missed something? There's a phrase called a drop sentence or a drop phrase. We tend to use it in our marriages. It's something like this. Well, the vacuuming's done, the dishes are done, the laundry's done, the dusting's done, I cleaned out the office trees, and you know, and I think I cleaned out all the cupboards, and it would have been nice if he helped. That's the drop sentence. But it's actually the central point of the message. Right? It would have been nice if you helped. We use it with our kids when they grow up and they move away. Not that I'm speaking to any of you in particular, as I point at the camera. We spend time with them, and it's great to have dinner with you. It's great to spend the time with you. It's wonderful that you're doing well. It seems that we always pay. That's the drop sentence, but that's actually the point. And there's a drop sentence in the gospel today. And the drop sentence is, "And Jesus prayed." You see, our model of ministry is completely and totally about our relationship and our connection to Jesus Christ. And so what the drop sentence does is it reminds us that we need to be going in and coming out of every situation immersed in prayer. Several years ago, when I was a teenager, I worked with a gentleman by the name of Jerry Ginsburg, who was the director of programming for the City of London. And I watched him one day as he was standing outside of a door on his way into a meeting. And as he stood outside of the door, he did this. I caught a politician praying. And as he walked in and said good morning to everyone, it was as if there was a fresh start, a new beginning, a clean slate in his mind and in his heart as he engaged that group of people. That is our commission as leaders of this time. To be able to experience everything new, immersed in the Spirit. Jesus gives us that commandment by his behavior in the baptism. The second thing, John. You know, John would not have lasted long as an Anglican priest. I mean, if you show up on your first day as an Anglican priest in a full-length fur coat in July, popping bugs dipped in honey, you're fired. And then if you call the whole congregation, oh, I gotta even turn around and do this, a brood of vipers, that will not endear you to the parish council. And yet John was there for a specific purpose, and that was to position people to experience Jesus. He was to point the way. He was to baptize people symbolically, washing away the old and embracing the new. And that would be the end of his ministry. All of his disciples would be transferred to Jesus. In leadership, we need to be humble enough to pass the baton of leadership from one generation to the next. But when we pass the baton, it is inappropriate for us to keep running alongside of them to tell them which foot should be going first. Are you hearing me? It's inappropriate. Instead, what we should be able to do is walk alongside and cheer them on and be available for guidance and direction when they ask. John passed the baton, completed his ministry, and was admired and respected for Jesus beyond. When you and I gather together for baptism, we all have our thoughts on this. So here's mine, just in case you've ever wondered. May I borrow? Hi, gorgeous. If Mommy and Daddy need a date, Joyce and I are available to babysit, just so you know. Do you know, every once in a while, sweetie, I need somebody that says there's no God. And every time we do a baptism, we say, unequivocal evidence, there is a God. Amen.